You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
If you have been exposed to negative news about vaccine side effects, you are more likely to be affected by them. This is known as the nocebo effect. Dr. Kate McCrill, health psychologist at the Department of Psychological Medicine at the University of Auckland, has been studying the nocebo effect in context of COVID-19 vaccinations and has made some startling discoveries. Her research shows people are markedly more likely to receive negative side effects from vaccines after seeing bad things about them in the media. I started our interview by asking what the nocebo effect is.
The nocebo effect is essentially the evil twin of the placebo effect. So it's when we experience side effects or we feel a medicine's not working well, not actually due to the effect of the medication, but because of our negative expectations and beliefs.
How does the nocebo effect differ from the placebo effect?
The placebo effect is when we experience a positive outcome from our beliefs and our expectations. So we take a medication and we think we're going to feel better, and then we do, but that's because of our expectations. The nocebo effect is essentially the opposite. So it's when we experience side effects from a treatment or a negative outcome due to our beliefs rather than it being from the medication itself.
How does the nocebo effect relate to COVID infections?
I think it's more relevant with the COVID vaccine. So when people experience side effects from the vaccination, that may or may not be due to it, but our beliefs, our expectations and our focus that we put on our body can produce these symptoms.
Statistics show in the 5 weeks after the first news report of a rare case of myocarditis from the Pfizer vaccine in August 2021, the reporting rate of chest discomfort had increased by 190%. Should the media have a responsibility to report things in a positive light to avoid nocebo effects harming people?
I think the media does have some responsibility in how they report on medications or vaccines and the side effects from these. So it's important, you know, that we do talk about the side effects and the likelihood of these, but we put that into a bit of a framework. So, you know, we hear how likely these side effects are to occur, also how likely we're not going to experience them.
I saw a documentary on a couple who put tinfoil on their walls in their house to try and avoid radiation, which they believed was leading to COVID. It was quite humorous, but I'm wondering, did your research cover any of the nocebo effects relating to the actual infection of COVID, or was it mainly related to the vaccinations?
So my research has been mainly related to the COVID-19 vaccinations, the side effects from that. But I have heard a few reports and anecdotes of people who have beliefs around the causes of COVID-19 itself, like you said, ways to protect themselves using tinfoil and things like that, which science says is not actually that helpful.
Talking about myocarditis, are people just self-reporting it because they have been told about it by the media? Or have there been significant professional assessments on an increase in cases?
Looking at the data from the MedSafe website on adverse reactions reported officially to the Centre for Adverse Reactions Monitoring, a large number actually came from members of the public of reports of myocarditis. So while we can't prove completely, but this suggests that it's likely more of a self-diagnosed condition, that we're not seeing a large number of GPs or other doctors reporting myocarditis. It's largely coming from the general public.
How can the public educate themselves to avoid being affected by the nocebo effect?
I think it's important, one, that people are aware of the power of our expectations, that they can have this positive effect, make us feel better, but also a negative impact. So we can experience side effects or we can have unpleasant symptoms because of our expectations. And I think it's important to know that the experience of symptoms, normal things like headaches and tiredness is actually really common. We're more likely to experience symptoms in our day-to-day lives than not have any at all. And so when we start a medication or we take a vaccination, it's important when we start to notice various symptoms to think about what might be a potential explanation for these. Could it be the medication, or might it be something else I happen to do in the day? And I think it's also important to know that, or to remember that, regardless of whether a side effect is from a medication or it's due to the nocebo effect, the more you pay attention to it, the worse it's going to feel.
Finally, in your opinion, is the new bivalent vaccine safe and effective? Can you tell us more about it?
In my opinion, I believe it is safe and effective as a COVID-19 vaccine. So I'm not a vaccine scientist, I'm a psychologist, but from what I've seen and heard from other scientists talking about it, it is safe, and actually it provides us with more protection than the original COVID-19 vaccination.
That was Dr. Kate McCrill from the University of Auckland on the nocebo effect in relation to COVID-19 vaccines.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.